Missouri lawmaker reveals missionary daughter, son-in-law killed by gangs in Haiti. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 24, 2024. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker, R., revealed that his daughter and son-in-law had died after being attacked by gangs while serving as missionaries in Haiti. Baker wrote in a Facebook post early Friday morning that his heart was broken in a thousand pieces after his daughter, Natalie Lloyd, and his son-in-law, Davy Lloyd, had been attacked by gangs. "My heart is broken in a thousand pieces," Baker wrote. "I've never felt this kind of pain. Most of you know my daughter and son-in-law Davy and Natalie Lloyd are full-time missionaries in Haiti. They were attacked by gangs this evening and were both killed. They went to heaven together." Baker continued to ask for prayers for his family, adding that they desperately need strength. "And please pray for the Lloyd family as well," Baker added. "I have no other words for now." Baker's daughter and son-in-law had been serving as missionaries in Port-au-Prince for missions in Haiti. The organization was founded in 2000 by David and Alicia Lloyd, the parents of Davy. Missions in Haiti released a newsletter in May 2023 which said gangs had taken control of even more area in and around Port-au-Prince. The newsletter added that the gang leader of their area was in control of one of the nicer gangs in Haiti. "This gang works to keep the bad guys out of our area, and we pray that they will continue to be strong enough to keep some semblance of peace in this area," the organization wrote in the newsletter. Missions in Haiti shared in a Facebook post that Natalie and Davy had been ambushed by a gang of three trucks with gang members inside. After being ambushed, Davy was taken to a house where he was tied up and beaten before the gang started to steal everything. Another gang then showed up, allegedly asking if they could help. This resulted in confusion, and one person being shot and killed, leading the gang to go into full attack mode. Davy, Natalie, and Jude Montes, the Haitian director of the organization, were shot and killed around 9 p.m. on Thursday, the organization shared in another Facebook post. The United States State Department issued a travel advisory for Haiti in July 2023 which warned against traveling to the country due to the risk of kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and poor healthcare infrastructure. Former President Donald Trump issued a statement on Truth Social labeling their deaths a tragedy. "God bless Davy and Natalie," Trump wrote. "Such a tragedy. Haiti is totally out of control. Find the killers now."